Hey, we're gonna jump underway, and before we get on with our illustrious guest, I know you're on the line, so if you can hit *4 on your
awaken you.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
And then everybody else, let's hang tight here. Let's see, a couple quick announcements. Next week, reminder, we will be doing, what do I call this call? Saturday AM Live will be broadcasting from the Austin Convention Center at the Pathfinder Summit, and Nuggets from the Summit, that's what I called it. I was trying to remember what I called it. But we're going to have quite a fun thing. I know that Shaylen Rocha will be there, our teacher who shared with us a few weeks ago on the Wellness Classroom, and she'll be giving us an update. And there's several other people that have already popped me an email saying, looking forward to being there. So I'm just going to grab a slew of people out of the audience and let them share on what they're learning thus far, and then I'll do my best to share a bunch of my notes. So that'll be next week, and then the following week, I can't remember what I got lined up, but it'll happen, as always. And then, let's see, what else did I want to make note to you? Oh, in case you missed the email or you didn't hear, yesterday was the 7-week mark for the up-and-coming little addition to the Rogers family. Stacey and I found out a few days ago that we're expecting child number 3. This one, obviously, if she's pregnant, this one will not be an import, but be a domestic. So that we're not adopting from China again on this one. And it was not planned, but God's plan is always so much bigger and brighter and better than ours. So you can be praying for her. She's doing great. Fortunately, we conned a sample comforter out of one of the employees at Nikan who had it just in their cabinet. And they work absolutely terrific for first trimester pregnancies. And if you guys don't know what that is, and you know people are pregnant and you want Nikan to bring that product back, well, just email Daryl Merritt and say, hey, Daryl, do we need this product back? He'd never even seen it before when I talked to him when I was down there. So I think that's it as far as announcements, and we're just going to jump right into everything. So I want to welcome everybody again to the March 17th edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host, and it's my privilege to come into your living room, bedroom, bathroom, wherever you might happen to be this morning. I know there's a lot of people that are enjoying the sunrise on the West Coast, and I get to crawl into bed with them every Saturday morning. Not literally, but figuratively. So I want to welcome you guys for getting up early and putting a phone in your ear. This morning we have with us Doug Braun, who is, and I hope I'm getting this title correct because it's changed, it's been modified, Nikan's Global Director of Marketing. Is that correct, Doug?
Vice President of Marketing and Development.
I was so close. But the word global's in there, right?
That's right.
Okay, which means you're the worldwide guy.
That's right.
And we're pretty excited to have you that. But the problem is for us as North American wellness consultants, that means we have to share you with all the rest of the, 38 countries where Nikan is doing business currently. So, Doug, give us a brief, for those people who are on the call who never had a chance to hear you before, didn't get a chance to see you at the convention, give us a brief summary of how you came on board with Nikan.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you again. And a little bit about my background. I spent the last 15 years or so, 20 years in the direct marketing or network marketing industry, with the last 14 or 15 within network marketing. I found myself about a year and a half, 2 years ago, looking for a new opportunity. And there were three things that were important to me. I was looking to stay within network marketing because I believe that this is the only way to effectively promote and to get products that can really make a difference in people's lives out into the marketplace. So one, I believe in the industry. Two, I wanted to stay within the wellness industry, and because I believe that is a huge opportunity not only today, but it is a growing opportunity for the future. And third, I was looking for an organization where I felt I could make a change, and an organization that could make a change in me, because I was looking for a change, and I had the luxury at that time to sit back and wait to find the right place. And through friends, where naturally most products that we're sharing. I live in a wellness home. I have a family that benefits from our products, and an autistic daughter who has had more benefits from our products than anyone else in my family. So it definitely achieved all three of those goals and more for me.
Now, Doug, you mentioned something that you've been a part of the industry, and what I found so fascinating, a week and a half ago, having the opportunity to have lunch with Daryl Merrick, who heads up the customer service department, is that his background was not a part of network marketing at all. He's a total newbie. And so when Dave Balzer and I were, the three of us were chatting about terms, and you could tell he just had that glazed over face, and yet you, that's part of your tenure, and you're bringing that to the company. And we've seen a dramatic, and I just go back to a year ago, I think, is when I guess I woke up and smelled the body bounce, if you want to look at it that way, because you literally, that was the splash of orange and white, and everything that went with it was just absolutely phenomenal for us. Looking at what's transpired even this week, with what was shared on the President's Club call of updates to the website, and I can't help but think there's a lot of gold wellness consultants out there that maybe not even know what has just transpired for them, and there'll be a lot of silvers that'll get excited saying, man, I not only want to get to Mexico because I need to be gold, however, I want to take advantage of some of these freebies.
Right.
And that is, share with the gang what will be available via the internet for golds and above. And I'm specifically, you know what I'm talking about, so I don't have to find
it. I know exactly what
that.
You're talking about, and it went live yesterday around 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time.
Okay, now tell us what it was.
We've had a lot of enhancements on the internet and some of our multimedia tools, and I'll go through what you're speaking to here, Vance, first, and then we can get back into some of the tools that we've recently launched that others may not be available for. But what happened yesterday at 1 o'clock is we opened up Buy Now buttons and Become a Consultant and Find a Consultant on Nikan.com. And what that does is it enhances what was already on Nikan.com, which was Contact a Consultant. So now if a prospect or someone you send ends up on Nikan.com, they find a product they want to buy. If they click on Buy Now, they will be taken to a page that is Find a Consultant, and you have three options on that page. If you already know a consultant and know their name, you can enter their name and search and find their website. If you want someone to contact you, you click on that button and fill out the form just as it is today, and that's submitted for someone to contact you. The third button is Find a Consultant. That's someone who happens to be on our page, searching the internet, is Googled, or somehow finds Nikan and gets on our page. They can search a consultant in their area. They put their zip code in, a radius that they want to or feel comfortable in finding someone to work with, and on the next page it will present all of the gold and above distributors within that radius. It'll present their name, contact information, and a direct link to their website. If they happen to be on the product page looking to purchase a product, it will drop them right on that page on the consultant's website. And if they just come to the website looking for a consultant, right on the home page, there is a Find a Consultant link. So we're making it easier than ever for someone to find you and someone to get in contact with you and learn more about the products and the opportunity.
And yet this is only available for gold wellness consultants and above, correct?
It is. It's gold wellness consultants and above with a personal web page.
Okay. And
because our desire there is if someone's looking on the internet, we want to deliver the information and deliver your contact information in the method that they're searching. If they're searching on the internet, they want immediacy. They want to find you now. So we're delivering that to them right away.
And yet I know, I'm sure there's 150 President's Club members out there that are saying, "Wow, no fair," because all these leads used to come right into us, and I think we would get on the average of maybe 4, 5, 6 a month. And, of course, the only downside to those leads is they were not geographically sorted. And, you know, 1 week I would have one down at the other end of my street, and this is literally in the next week it was somebody in Jersey. So in there, of course, we'd always have to explain to them, why on earth, why can't they sort it? Now, definitely be taking place. And I think the other thing that I immediately thought of here, and you mentioned this, is that we, existing wellness consultants, if we've got somebody that we happen to meet on an airplane or a cousin or whatever, and they're in an area, now we can find somebody, at least in a close proximity to them, that is a golden above, that, you know, would extend that Nikan family invitation to them at a wellness preview or whatever the case may be. So I think that's just absolutely huge, and I know if I had the line open up, everybody would be saying, yay, and cheering and screaming.
The other thing it gives you is if you are going to a town, whether it's on vacation or business pleasure, you can search the zip code where you're going to be, and you can find consultants in the area.
Which makes it so much more fun for, you know, more tax advantages for traveling. Much
absolutely.
Like, you know, Vance and Stacey did last week and flying to L.A. And, well, we obviously know there's a good reason to be there, and that's visit the headquarters, so that's obviously a tax write-off for sure. Doug, the flash presentations, we talked about that as well in the President's Club call. Give us an update on those.
Sure. The both PowerPoints, the product presentation and the business opportunity presentation, are posted on MyNikan. The flash presentations, one with a voiceover and one without a voiceover, are both for the product posted on MyNikan. And next week, we will post a voiceover and a non-voiceover flash presentation for the business opportunity. Those right now are posted on MyNikan for you to be able to download. What we're doing probably by the end of next week is creating an additional page on Nikan.com and an additional page on your personal websites where we will post both of those flash presentations. So with a link in an email, you can send someone to the web to view the presentation. The files are small enough now, but we are also working on compressing them even further, so they're much easier to email. You can send them in an email. By the end of next week, you'll be able to send someone to the web page or send an email with a link to that page on the web page for anyone to view those at any time.
Now, Doug, I think I've shared this on my call, and it may be a new fact to you, but probably not because I know how smart of a sharp guy you are. But every 100 days, and I don't know how factual this information is, I just saw this clip, but every 100 days, the amount of information on the Internet doubles. That being said, what has been your focus or what has been the driving force behind you in keeping Nikan up to date with the Internet presence? Because there's so many things that have been tweaked and modified just since you've been on board. So what is it that keeps pushing you forward to keep us on that cutting edge as far as the Internet?
As far as the changes on our website?
Yes, yeah.
We are constantly aware of the user's experience, and we try to look at it from the point of view of someone trying to find out more about Nikan. So what we put up there the beginning of the year was a starting point for us, and the way we look at it is we wanted to just naturally evolve into an experience where you come and you live Nikan on the website. There are so many websites out there that you have to dig down for information, you have to find it, and by the time you find the information you want, you're lost within the website. Mm-hmm. So we are constantly working and trying to evolve the website to a point to where it is very easy for you from the home page to find the information that you want. So we're taking the perspective of the visitor, and you'll see this website evolve over the next 6 to 12 months. Not into something completely different, but something that is continually easier to use.
Okay. I wanted that to be stated because there are a lot of people, there's probably more than there are few that are like myself, and I know when you've got people like Trish Trinkler and Marcia White and so many others that spoke up on the PC call this week and saying, look at, you know, maybe our husbands can do this. We can't, and I'm in one of those people that's saying, look, I can't find this stuff, and I don't want to spend hours and hours, because some people do actually enjoy that. They'll want to spend hours and hours digging and going, okay, now what was that link again, and then making this big, long little trail and have, you know, 46 boxes open at the same time, and I'm like, no, I just want to find it right there. And so we really, truly, I mean, emphatically are grateful for that.
And that's what we're trying to do with the flash presentations, with the electronic product catalog. We're trying to give you some a handful of basic tools that are easily emailed to anyone in the world to introduce them to the product or to the opportunity.
Okay, which is wonderful. Now, anything, this is a question that comes up with the Rhythm of Neek and that, you know, our quarterly events, and we're trying to get away from having these be what in the past were always geared around a product launch, around a new thing. And
right.
yet there could be what we saw with the Jade Greenzyme capsules, just in addition to something that was already there. And how do we as wellness consultants turn that? Because there's so many of us out here that are always thinking, well, if we just had another new product, then we could get excited about it. What would you share with us to change that mentality, getting away from the product launch mentality and get into this three-month cycle, this rhythm? Would you be expecting a new product, but just get excited about what we have because we have so much already? How do you...
Right, and that's my point of view, is that if you look at our product line, you could build a business around almost any one of the single products in our product line. If you just take our air, or you take our water, or you take our sleep, or you take our nutritional products, Siaga, there are 10 companies around the world that are built on a product that is not as good as that product. So we don't need any more. We will continue to enhance the products that we have. We will continue to introduce new products into the line, but we're going to be much smarter about that. We are going to introduce fewer of them, but the ones that we're going to introduce are going to be perfectly fit for the line. They are going to be technologically advanced, and they're going to make sense for the wellness home. But if you look at our product line, you could develop an entire company, an entire business around 10 or 15 of those products.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're saying
that... We look at the Rhythm of Neek as the opportunity for us to get together as business partners and for the company to be able to communicate on a quarterly basis what's going on. We share the results from the last quarter. We share the successes and recognition from the last quarter. Share some information on new tools and things that are going to be happening for the coming quarter. And it's the time for us to get together from a business point of view.
And I said here in my mind, and I'm shaking my head, but of course you can't see me and agreeing with you 100%.
I can hear it, though.
Because we have stated this for years, is that literally, and so many people have said what you just said, you know, you literally could build an entire business just on Siaga alone or just on a flex, you know.
Sure.
80% of Americans suffer from a back problem. And I really appreciate what is taking place with the the DVD-driven agenda, and that any host, and there's a lot of people out there that don't know how simple it is to host that event, because Ann and the team and what you guys put together from the marketing end make it so much simpler with a, you know, 90-day planner flyer. Here you go. It's all here. It's simple as... I just can't get any simpler than that. I got a few questions that were submitted from different people, and I'm just going to try and just edit down the some of these were kind of lengthy, but Nancy Cosman from Cleveland, Ohio, or Cleveland area, and of course she's listening and saying, I'm not from Cleveland, Lance, I'm from, you know, specific, is it South Euclid or something like that. Anyways, but she had asked about, and we know, because Dave Balzer has been with us and said, you know, 100%, let me assure you that when it comes to the biaxial technologies, nothing is going to be released again from Neekin until I'm confident I can throw it against the wall and, you know, pick it up and it still works. What do you do, though, from a marketing standpoint on the existing ones that are out there? I'm referring to the Body Energizer, the Biaxial Super Mini, and then the Palm Mag. How do we market that to people or talk to them or figure out? Is it a case-by-case scenario to get those, you know, repaired when all of a sudden, you know, they may have bought it 3 years ago and they thought, I wasn't using this. I should pull it back out. And all of a sudden, it sounds like a B&O freight train. How do you handle that? What's your suggestion?
Well, the body energizers that are out there now, I mean, there may be some that were still out there from the beginning. And if there's a problem with those, then we deal with those on a case-by-case basis. And Daryl Merritt, who I know has been on your call a couple times, is the person to contact for that. be reasonable, and we'll try to do the best thing for everyone involved. The body energizers that have been shipping, you know, for the last year or so, Dave Balzer and I have complete confidence. That doesn't mean 100% of them are going to be perfect. You're dealing with an electronic device with actual moving magnets and a lot of mechanical pieces. So there are issues that will crop up from time to time. But our confidence level and the amount of returns and the amount of problems that we are hearing on those are very, very minimal, and they're within very respectable ranges. And the same thing is going to be true for the new version of the Palm Mag, which will be introduced very, very soon. But anything that anybody's having trouble with,
so,
contact Daryl Merritt.
So we can look forward to the new Palm Mag, May 19th then. Okay, so you announced that you went on record and everybody can hold you accountable. No, I'm just, you guys.
Not so much.
But that, you know, that's the exciting thing, is knowing that, and Bob Richard said this, I can't remember when it was, but he said, look it, we have such a wonderful wellness home, all we have to do is tweak some of the existing products and make them better. And I was excited and elated, and I'll say this, and I'll throw it out there, because and if anybody sends me an email or calls me today, I'll just act like you were drinking something on Saturday morning and you have no idea what you heard. But walking into Dave Balzer's office and seeing one of our existing wonderful technologies, and then seeing a newer version that he was working on right next to it, and I just went, wow. I mean, literally, it's like, and he said, but Vance, you're not supposed to see that. And I said, well, I won't breathe a word of it. And I haven't. But it's just, it's so neat to see that. I'm like, well, there's nothing wrong with the one we have. And
no,
he's like,
trying to get ahead of the curve on every single product that we have.
Sure, exactly.
Even Peter, to not be thinking what we're going to be doing next year is what we're going to be doing in 5 years.
Yes, and that's what was exciting, and so it's just so awesome. On Deborah Wayne, and I don't remember where Deborah is from, but she had asked about, I think this is so funny, 5 years ago when she bought her original order, her original products, it was just two minis. And she says, of course, they show up, and there's no explanation on what to do with these things. You put the shiny side on the skin, do you put the cloth side? You know, people have learned the hard way with the Flex that, you know, you'll get two racing stripes up your back if you don't do it correctly the right way. But is that something that's going to be even more detailed in upcoming catalogs, or even a little, like, it's wonderful what the little white strip of paper that comes with the Ciaga. That is a wonderful addition, because that not only tells people how to, you know, enjoy this product, but hey, by the way, we have a lot of others that will complement this. So anything like that could go through, you know, four different quadrants. You've got air, or you've got the environment, the rest and relaxation, the fitness, and then the nutrition. Something along that line that could be inserted in with each and every product?
You're going to find both of those things happening. Yeah, you're going to find it happen with an insert, a printed insert. You're also going to see more information on how to online. You're going to see videos. You're going to see more detailed information about the technology behind the product online, to where it's explained better. I think we got to a point over the last couple of years where people were getting more and more afraid of saying things, so we stopped saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's starting to turn around now. And specifically on our magnetic products, we are creating a much stronger focus on the magnetic products and what we say about them and how we focus their role within the business. So look for, over the balance of this year, a greater focus on those products, period.
Which I know will make it so much easier. And I think what we had with the Jane Greenzyme capsules, with anybody that ordered them before the end of the month, received the DVD, which, you know, was more than enough freebie to motivate people to order. Switching gears to one of our newer products last fall was the Kenzen cookware, which everybody, of course, the most common feedback we got from people right off the bat was, hey, I just want one or two pieces because it's only my husband and I, or I'm a single person and I don't need a whole set of cookware. Individual purchase potential?
Well, the way we are approaching that is with one item. We're working on a larger covered skillet.
Okay, well, that answers the second question from Carol.
We'll make that one available as a single piece. The rest of the pieces will still be available in a set, and it really comes down to an operations issue. Is if you go to Linz and Things, or you continue to sell that set, but we are going to embrace and help those who are only looking for one piece, and that'll be through a large covered skillet.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Carol and Jay had asked. Was when and we had a gentleman that was at our wellness preview Thursday night who asked the same thing. He said, "Man, I don't think I'd really want the whole set, but individually, but well, that'll get them started." And I'm confident that if somebody buys a larger skillet, they're going to wonder why the heck, you know, they ever thought about going back and using any other pan for cooking anything else, because they just won't like the flavor and they won't like the results, and, you know, it's not rocket science. Carol Goose, who is always, every time I have the opportunity to ask a question, I know where she's going to go. And because this lady is so passionate about the Far and Furlight products, and for good reason. And I was up skiing yesterday with our daughters, and, you know, there's something about the long johns that keep you warm and, well, until it gets to be 65 degrees on the slope, and then you just start stripping everything. You look like a
skiing long johns, are you?
Yeah, well, no, I still have them, but they're on the outside of our body, or, you know, on the stuffing clothes down inside our bibs, because you can only hang so many clothing articles off of you when you start to sweat. But not understanding the benefits of having them and knowing what far infrared products do for, like I mentioned at the beginning of the call, my wife in the first trimester of pregnancy, and for her, the Long John Toms don't really do it, but that the sample comforter that we used to have. From the marketing standpoint, how do we communicate to you guys how, I'll just read Carol's question because I can't paraphrase the way she writes this, but when you have a great older products that are not selling, such as the Long Johns or the Vest, has Nikon considered that new wellness consultants may not even realize their benefits because they're not available in a pack or they've not been marketed adequately? And Carol and I talked about this a few months ago, because the benefits for burn victims, which I am one, muscle aches, chills, nausea, etc., everyone would want these in a first aid kit in their home if they automatically came with the pack, and then they would realize what they had. You know, we go back to the little product brochure suggestion. Hey, these are things that we suggest using it for, because most people would never think that, hey, when you're going to the Caribbean or going to Mexico or to Hawaii, throw in your Nikon Long Johns, because you're thinking it's going to be hot there. Why? What the heck? Why would I want a bloody pair of long johns? Well, they're the fastest thing to cure and deal with the sunburn if you happen to get one. And people don't know that unless, you know, it's suggested. So we don't have them. We know that right now. And Daryl Merritt and Dave Balzer, and, you know, we beat up Bob Richards enough on the President's Club call to know that it just was cost prohibitive to keep them. That being said, from your perspective, is there a way to some of the products that aren't moving to remarket them with a new spin to get it up there?
There is, and I want everyone to know that technology is considered a core technology for us. We're not turning our back on the technology. We are, however, reevaluating how we best deliver that. So that's one of the things that Dave and Peter are now doing in their lab, is they're working with that product. They're working with vendors and other scientists for the best way, for alternative ways for us to deliver that product. Long johns might be nice, but maybe that's not the long-term vision for how we deliver that technology. There are other ways to do that. They're certainly focusing on that, and what we haven't come to is the right answer before we had to make our decision on the long johns. So we do consider it a core technology, a core differentiation for Nikon, and we are working on new products utilizing the technology.
Okay. That, and then, of course, if that doesn't suffice, Carol, she'll pop me an email, and then I'm just going to, you know, go from there. But I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate the fact that what, as you mentioned, Dave and Peter, in their lab, and I would encourage people that, you know, of course, you have to do. How do they do that? When they do the tours twice a day, what, does Dave cover up everything in his lab, or is Dave's lab not included in that tour?
You know, we opened up the new lab for him, and I'm not sure if it's on the tour or not.
Okay, because I was just like, that dawned on me after I walked out there, because I'm like, I didn't walk in there. He walked out of his office and welcomed me in, and I'm like, well, this is kind of neat. The last time I was here, this was a classroom. And he's like, well, a week ago it was a classroom. I thought, wow. But, okay.
Back to Carol's question, though, for just one second, or her comment about that technology and those products not being marketed properly. And as a marketer, looking back over how those products were introduced and how they were marketed over the years, I'd have to agree with Carol that they probably weren't marketed to their maximum potential. So that is one thing that we're also looking at as we're developing new things for this technology and coming back with new products utilizing it, is how we market it, how we talk about it, and the tools that we give you to do so.
Okay. I think that does the job. Last questions, and Claire, is it Yeh? I don't know how to pronounce that. But she's in Hawaii, so I know she's not on the call, but she put in four questions because obviously she's not going to get up at, 4 o'clock in the morning with the time change. But
I'm hurt.
Yeah. Yeah,
he has the benefit of living in Hawaii. At least he can do is get up and listen to it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in paradise, just once a week, sacrifice and sleep. Yeah, most of our Hawaiian group doesn't get up on, they're not regular participants in this call. Not at this stage. Let's see, Claire is asking about I think it's really an international listing of the headquarters offices in all the different markets where we're doing, because she had a friend who is now living in Japan and has no access. She could not figure out how to. Is that an international department question?
Well, sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Yes, it is an international department question, and I thought those were listed on my Nikon under international.
Okay, they might be, but I've never really checked. But
I haven't looked at that for quite a while, but I do believe there is a listing within my Nikon under, I think it's the business tools navigation for international.
Okay. And then this is a fun question, and I'm just going to not read it entirely, but I'm laughing, sorry. But when Nikon is developing something new, I, for one, would appreciate if they gave us an idea way in advance, so we don't buy a competitive product. Now, obviously, we can't, that's what we call it, a product introduction, and if I shared with everybody what I saw with my very own eyes in Dave's lab, then everybody would quit buying that existing product and wait for the new one to come out because they want the newer, cooler one. But what do we tell people that that just purchase something, even from Nikon? Because I know different department stores that if you purchase something and 2 weeks later they throw the product on, or that item on sale, they'll credit you back the difference. But let's say somebody, let's say they purchased last summer the existing, Pimag water filtration unit. And then all of a sudden in October, boom, we come out with a newer, more streamlined one, cooler looking, under the counter, by the way. How do you handle that? And knowing that we want to know what's coming out in the future, but you can't tell us, is there a way to hint that say, hey, we've got four quadrants, this next one is going to be in this quadrant?
Well, there really isn't any way around that. I mean, every business deals with it, from car dealers to department stores, and clothing changes, your cars changes every year. And the reality of it is the products that we're offering today, there's nothing wrong with them. We are coming out with something that may be new and improved, but that certainly doesn't discount the value of the product that we already have. If we didn't believe in it, if it wasn't doing its job, it wouldn't be there. So that's just going to be a fact of us continually developing new products. It will exist.
Okay.
And I happen to believe in all the products that we have out today. If we come out with something new, that new product will be great, but that does not mean that the product that we have today doesn't have value and is it isn't worth the price that we're asking for it today, or that you're asking for it today.
Mm-hmm. And we just sponsored a couple who've been friends of ours forever, and they purchased the under the counter unit and the optimizer, and it was so funny because she said, "Well, Vance, how does it work?" I said, "I'm going to admit to you, I haven't purchased it. I am still in love, and I've got lots of life left in our white counter, above the counter one." And I said, but I know from experience, from looking at it and studying the unit, that yours is so much better than ours. And she said, why? And I said, well, you got three lights, green to go, yellow means you need to order a filter, and red, it's fast due, get the filter changed now. And she's like, well, that's simple enough. I said, I know. So it made it easier for us to upsell it.
I happen to use all of those in the house, and for different reasons. If I want to drink a glass of water, I'm generally getting that from the aquaport. The water that we cook in comes from the under the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to use all of them.
Sure, and we're so many of us are like that. And as I get ready to head outside today and play Paul Bunyan and chop down some more trees to irritate a few people. But I'm taking, the optimized water with me in sealed containers because it's just so much better than, just drinking out of the aquaport or the counting unit. Claire also asked about the little hanging portable air units that we see from time to time, and I just start chuckling on the inside as I'm reading this because Bill Engvall, when I saw him in concert a few weeks ago, made a big... big stink, and that's not the best choice of words, about these little devices, and I won't say they're goofy because I may hurt someone's feelings if they use one, but being on an airplane or being in an atmosphere where the air is heavily polluted, or even in countries, having something that emits it, because you really can't pack around a battery with a cigarette lighter adapter plus an air wellness traveler. That would be
right.
A little cumbersome to carry. Although I have had several wives say, hey, can I put that like on a backpack for my husband? Because he really is foul. and I said, well, not yet. Is that something in the possibility realm?
We have, to be honest, explored with those things, and we've had many in our office. We've had Dave and Peter analyzing and working on those, because there are parts of the country, parts of the world, and special needs where that is a value. We haven't found one that we have been comfortable in two ways. One is its effectiveness, and two, in a design, in a device that people will wear. A lot of the ones that are out there that are highly functioning are things that look like you're going into outer space. And the ones that don't look like you're going into outer space don't provide the functionality that you need for us to feel comfortable in offering it. So it is something we continue to explore and look at. It's not of the highest priority, but it is something that we are continuing to explore.
And I guess in my mind, I have to think that, okay, yes, there are going to be things, even on an airplane, as much as we travel. Our youngest, Emily, who's 5, will be embarking on her 100th plane flight here next week. So we travel a lot, and yet we do have to endure. However, the wellness home, it's home. It's not in an airplane, and it's not in some of the environments, and in our car. That's what makes it so wonderful. And to that last question that Claire asked about China, and I think that it's so apropos because when you've got between China and India, they're both arguing that they're the largest country in the world, but they've got 1 billion people there. And I know that companies like Avon have gone in there and yet had to totally overhaul their whole concept of network marketing and multi-level marketing because China does not allow it, per se. And I know years ago when we went into Hong Kong that they figured that was going to be an open door to
gateway, right.
But, and that has not happened. What, from your, because you have the title global, or that word global in your job description, how do you foresee us going into some of these countries, and what is there still, has that changed, or what can we expect in the next few years?
We have, as Bob Richards announced, I think last year, we've slowed down our approach for international expansion. And there were a couple key target markets that we were in the process of opening and have opened, and a couple that are in line right now. But we slowed that down to focus on the existing markets that we're already in, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done there before we continue to expand. That's not to say that the rest of the world doesn't deserve or we shouldn't be there. But we need to be there at the right time with the right products and the company in the right situation that it's in. And I would look for our international expansion efforts to probably pick up next year.
Okay.
China and India are markets that we have to be in the long term, but business as it's structured today is illegal in China. A lot of people went in there because 2 or 3 years after they went in, there was a promise that things were going to open up. Well, it just, quite frankly, didn't happen, and they haven't relaxed the laws. And some of those people have found success. Others have not. But for the most part, China is a retail business. And if you're in that market, it cannot pay the way we pay here. You have to have a retail store. So it's quite a different business, and that's probably very long term for us. I would expect India to be shorter term to get into. India has its own problems, but they're different than China. Delivery and transportation is a key issue within India that needs to be resolved. You can't have one warehouse like we have in Irvine to take care of the U.S.
Sure.
In India, you have to have multiple and multiple warehouses. Distribution is a very big problem there.
And I think that we often forget that China, and having been there, what was it, exactly 5 years ago at this time and frame, we were there, that it is a communist country, and it's not a democracy, that we could enjoy all the different privileges and benefits, and that things happen, things change. And I know right now, even if somebody's looking at adopting a little one out of China, they cannot be overweight, they cannot be on any form of depressants, or antidepressants, I should say, and they have to, both male and female, have to have a bachelor's degree. And
sure.
I'm like, boy, we would have bombed on those. Not that I'm on antidepressants or I'm, you know, obese, but as far as the education, there's constantly changing, and they're making it, you know, to fit their way of life, and it's much different than ours. Doug, the last question, and actually it's not really, I just wanted you to comment on this, and it's from something that Bob Richards had shared on Wednesday, and I took and condensed down 3 or 4 sentences into one that I think was incredibly timely. And this is what I wrote down. When people make the decision to go with another vision, most of us have declared that my roots are with Niken. When we see people that are with wellness consultants making decisions, saying, you know, I'm going to, you know, take time off for a while, or, you know, this isn't really fitting what I want to do, so I'm going to go this direction. And what it causes us to do is realize, hey, you know, that's your choice. And I know since you've been with me, Ken, in the last couple of years, many, even people in the corporate management team, have made that decision for a variety of different reasons. We saw Don Acey retire, which was a huge loss. We saw Bev Pippin do the same, and Julie McCluey departed for another opportunity. Where do you see yourself as far as the future, you know, going?
With Niken?
Yes.
It's interesting you ask that question, because I was just in Chicago last week, and part of my conversation or presentation was, I plan on being with this company as long as this company will have me.
Hmm.
And that's my dedication to the field, that's my dedication to the company, but as long as I'm serving a purpose. And I don't look at change as a bad thing. I think change in an organization is good. You're getting new ideas, you're getting fresh people, you're getting different perspective. So I don't necessarily look at change as a bad thing. But as long as I am perceived as being productive and providing a valuable product and result for the company, I'm here for the long term.
That'll work. And we trust me when I say this on behalf of the entire Rogers organization and the gang that's here every Saturday morning. We will have you for as long as you will want to be here.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
And I'm not trying to flatter you at all. We just truly enjoy, and it just, what you do makes our job easier. I mean, it's really not a job. It makes it pure joy to continue going out there representing Niken, knowing that we've got cutting-edge stuff, and it's evolving. The whole thing with the Internet, it continually changes, and people have said, wow, that makes it nice. Just point and click, and it's no longer sending catalogs. It's no longer, you know, packing all this material. The flash presentation is right there, and so it really allows us to be wellness consultants in our own wellness home, and not having to gallivant the world to talk to people. So, Doug, thank you for taking 40 minutes.
I want to let you know that there is wellness homes. We offer wellness homes. We have a home office. Corporate is a very cold word, and I want to communicate to everyone that the individuals that work there are there to support you, and they believe in the same cause that you believe in. They believe in the same future for Niken as you believe in. And I've seen a transition over the last year and a half on how they approach the business, how they approach their jobs. And our job is there to make your job as easy as possible. And that has been a switch in mentality and a switch in focus in this organization over the last year and a half. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of the results and a lot of the tools and a lot of the things that are coming out. It's the focus. We're not creating for us. We're creating for you. So we're taking the input from the field. We're trying to, as much as possible, make your job easier.
And
there's a lot of people in there that love what they're doing, love this company, and want to see it continue to thrive.
And we appreciate that. Trust me. We just really do. And I want to thank you for taking 45 minutes out of a Saturday morning when you could be spending it with your family, doing whatever you do on a Saturday morning. Because we're grateful, and it really does make a big difference. So thank you.
I enjoyed it. It was great spending the time with you.
Yeah, and I promised, like I said, I wasn't going to throw you any hard questions, and you didn't have to pass on any.
That's right.
And now our group is realizing that I'm serious when I say, if you got a question to ask one of these folks, you got to email it to me, because it's impossible to open up the phone lines. As Terry Latham has experienced so many times on a Monday night. So, again, you guys, thank you for joining myself and Doug on this beautiful morning. Hopefully it's beautiful where you're at. And we will talk to you again, same time, same place, same number, next Saturday morning. Have a wonderful weekend,